So everyone, we are on page 95. We are up to Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. We are talking about the kosher bracha of Kiddush. We talked last time about Shtifa Docha, and we talked about not using a kos pogum, and we talked about all the other dinim that are mentioned over there in Hilchos Birkas Hamazon about kosher bracha. We talked a lot of other things about standing or sitting for Kiddush. Moving on over here, we get another din of the kosher bracha, and that is, it doesn't say it specifically, but that's what's going on in the background over here. How much does the kos have to hold, and how much do you have to drink of the kos in order to be Yotzei Kiddush? Okay, that's going to be the topic over the next couple of Se'ifim over here, and plus a side topic over here in Se'ifim Beis. Now, everyone agrees that the kos of Kiddush requires a revis. You have to have a revis around 3 ounces in the cup in order for you to be able to, according to the Chaznish, it's around 5 ounces, okay? And therefore, some are machmir, make sure to do like the Chaznish, but generally, you know, if it's the Rabbanan, you have more room to be makel. At least it's going to have 3 ounces. Better to have a 5 ounce cup if you can. Okay, so that's how much it has to be machzi. We also hold that you have to drink a mali lugma. That's how we pass the halacha. You need at least to drink a lot mali lugma of the wine. But there's going to be a machlokas over here between the Machaber and the Magen Avraham. Do you have to drink from a kos that has a revius? You definitely have to drink a mali lugma. But let's say you pour, if you've ever seen a Baal HaBayis make Kiddush, pour into a second kos and then drink from the second kos. Okay? That could be good or it could be problematic. Because many times that second kos, even if he drinks the shir. Okay, we're talking about someone's going to drink a mali lugma. Some people just take a sip of the Kiddush wine. That's not going to be good. Okay, but if he's going to drink a mali lugma, but he's drinking from the second kos, does the second kos, when he pours into it, does that have to max like a revius? Or as long as he make Kiddush on a kosher revius, that's going to be good enough. Look inside your mouth. It says, Imei no ela kos echa. You only, talk about a case over here, you only have one cup of wine. Okay, you only have one cup of wine again, once again. Go to Shabbos, you only have one cup of wine. You should mikadish at night time, but don't drink from that kos. Why? Shelo yifgemenu. Because we don't want to make that kos pagum, because we'll soon see you're going to use this kos again for Shabbos lunch. Okay? For Kiddush and Shabbos day. So therefore, it says, don't drink from that kos. Rather, what should you do? El shofech mimenu lekos acher. Rather, pour from this coast to another coast. V'toim yayin shel kiddush mi'akos hasheni. And you'll towing from the coast of yayin shel kiddush from the coast sheni. This sounds like the Mechaber is describing exactly what you just said before, like many Baal HaBatim do all the time. They pour into the second coast and you drink a little bit from that second coast. Okay? And the next day, as long as you have a revius still left over in the original coast, you'll cover that up, you'll put it in the refrigerator, and you'll use it the next day for Kiddush. But points out the Magen Avraham over here, so you've got the Menalef, sounds like for the Mechaber, you don't need to drink from a coast that has a revius, you have to make Kiddush from a coast that has a revius. Says the Magen Avraham over here, he points at wasn't shovely menu kishir malo lugmav. According to the Mechaber, all he has to pour is a malo lugmav in the second coast, because that's all he has to drink. But says the Magen Avraham, sikat an aleph, and with Magen Avraham, hiskim ledasa tosos, the koshal chova tzarech lios hati'ima, dafka mikoshesh bo revius yayin. You have to drink from a coast that has a revius yayin. It's not good just to make kiddush from a coast that has a revius of wine, but you have to actually drink from a coast that has a revius yayin. And therefore, in this case, okay, hanachon shiasa kacha, according to the Magen Avraham, the best thing to do in this case is what? Yishpok mitchila. You should pour from the first coast enough, at least a revius, into the second coast. Okay? Now, sorry, he says differently. He says like this. Pour to the second coast a little bit. Okay, that's fine. But now, drink from the original becher. From the original coast, you'll drink that. That has still a revius in it. Okay, so that's good. That's great for Friday night. But the problem now is that the next day, you're going to have a coast puggle. Okay, you're going to close bug him, so therefore he says what you do. The acher kach, yishpuch hayayin shebekos acher letokos, that you'll pour from the second coast back into the original coast. That's one of the ways of fixing a pugum coast, is pouring more wine or grape juice back into the original coast, and that'll fix the pugum wine. Because why the Magen Avraham, once again, the Nekudas Machlokas over here, is the Mechaber holds you don't have to drink from a coast of that revius. According to the Magen Avraham, you do. So even though this case is not so So lamaisa doesn't happen so often, okay? But the din that we're learning from it is very important. They have to drink from a kosher revius, and therefore a bala bais it goes that it pours into that second kosher and does not have a revius in it. According to the Machaber, he's okay as long as he drinks a malalugma. According to the Magen Avraham, he is not doing the right thing. You'd have to pour at least a revius into that second kosher when he goes ahead and drinks it. Let's finish off this Machaber now. The first case is talking about he has a little bit more than a revius. He has a revius and a malugma, right? But let's say you only have a revius. The next time we will ayla, so therefore whatever you're going to drink that night, the next day you're not going to have a revius. You don't have enough to make kiddush. What are you going to do? Mozgo lemelchel hashem l'revius. He gives you an eight, so that's not shayach nowadays. He says, add water to it, mozgo. Put water into it until it turned into a revius. That worked back in the day when they had a very, very strong wine. Adding water to it, water it down a little bit, but it still would be a din wine. Nowadays, we cannot add water to our wines or grape juices because they already have too much abzim. Therefore, it would lose its barapria guffin. This eitzah would not work, and therefore, you have no other choice. You only have one kos of wine. So what happens if you only have one kos of wine? So like this. Says the Mechaber Hemchich. All this is talking about where you have another kos for Havdalah. I mentioned to you a couple days earlier, Havdalah is even more important to have wine because you can't make Kaddish, you can't make Havdalah on Pas. But you could make Kiddush on Pas. So if you only have one kos of wine, then better to leave it for Havdalah. Better to leave it over for Havdalah. Because you don't have the choice of using bread for Havdalah. That's preferable to leave it over for Abdullah than to use the kos of wine for Kiddush and not have any wine for Abdullah. If you have exactly two kosos, exactly after mother, you have two reviuses, let's say. You'll make Kiddush at nighttime on one of them. You'll make Abdullah on the second one. Once again, Kiddush at nighttime is more important. Better Kiddush at nighttime than Kiddush of the day like we learned before. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, even though Havdalah, you can't make Havdalah on bread, but he does point out in Sivkot Nunva, V'yesh Omrim, the Kiddush alayla adiv mi Havdalah, if you have what we call Chamer Medina, you have some liquor in the cabin, you have some whiskey, or you have other things that are together Chamer Medina, iced coffee or tea, okay, things like this are considered Chamer Medina, called a Rav Poskim. You can use that for Havdalah, and now you can use the coast of Brei Brei Goffin for Kiddush and Friday night. Okay? So that's the dinim over here. Once again, you have to have a revius in the kos, and according to Maganav, to drink from the revius in the kos, that's what we brought out from Yud Aleph. Moving on to Sif Yud Beis. Someone asked me about this yesterday. Here's the din. Achar shekidin shalat kos, after you make Kiddush on the wine. Notel yodov umivarech al natilas yadayim. You go, wash natilas yadayim, you wash your hands, and you make the bracha al natilas yadayim. If you wash your hands before you make kiddush, you wash the tefillah before you kiddush. If you're washed before kiddush, you're showing that you like bread more than wine, and therefore, if you like bread more than wine, go ahead and make kiddush on the bread. You washed already, then you go ahead and make kiddush on the bread and not on wine. Marina Rabbeinu Ranan says that's a general din. If you like bread more than wine, you have the right to make kiddush ala pas and not on wine if you want to. Okay, someone who's allergic to wine, someone who doesn't like wine, and things like this, you want to make kiddush, you have the whole right to go ahead and do it. If it's chaviv olam, generally people like wine more than bread, and therefore we make kiddush on wine. But if you want to, go ahead and make kiddush on bread, you're allowed to on Friday night. So that's if you wash your hands. According to the Machaber, Shitas the Machaber clearly is, generally you make Kiddush first, wash, then Amotzi. Okay? Only if you did it the other way, then you make Kiddush al pas. Comes the Roma, maybe surprising to some people, V'yesh Omri, D'lechatchila yesh litol yodav kodem a Kiddush. There are those who hold lechatchila you should do Netilas Yadayim before Kiddush. Ulekadesh aliyayin. And then go ahead and make Kiddush on a wine. What's the Nekudas Machlokas over there? Whether you go ahead and wash before Kiddush or after Kiddush. According to the Mechaber, it seems to be more Pashad. Why should you not wash first? Because you're creating a Hesek in between, as Mr. Bro points out. Sivkot Nunches. Achar Shekidesh, says the Mishnah Berurah, explaining the Mechaber, Velo Kodem, not beforehand, Kidesh lo Yasik be Kiddush Me'Netzilas Yadayim LeMotzi, in order to make the, don't make a Hesik between Netzilas Yadayim and Amotzi. Okay? So that's the reason for the Mechaber. What's the reason for the Eish Omri? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkotan Samech Aleph, Disvir Lehu, De'ena Kiddush Mikri Hesik, came in Chutzara Chasuda. Kiddush is not considered a hesek because it's part and parcel of the tzorchei atzuda. Okay, and therefore that's what this shita holds. Now, even more strikingly is the remainder of the Ramah. After bringing down this Yesh Omrim, it's unclear that's what the Ramah thinks you should hold. But then he says, V'chein ha-minag poshet minag ha-seilu. This is the poshet minag, he says, in Poland, that was the minag. The English Shanos rack below Pesach, and the only time not to do this is on Val Pesach, because Val Pesach, you have a major Hesach in between Kiddush and the very of the whole Haggadah in between, and therefore that's when you're not to it. But it sounds like from the Ramah, at least in his area, it sounds like the people are noheg, like we know in the minhag of the Yekkis. People from Germany, they do exactly like the Ramah says. Sounds like all Ashkenazim should have been doing it. But comes the Rav Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikot and Samach Beis, and he says, "Vein l'shanas v'kamo achronim katu d'tfei adiv l'chatchila l'kadosh al yain kodem tilas yadayim k'das mechaber." Many achronim come and say that no, it's preferable to do like the sheet of the mechaber over here. Ashkenazim do like the sheet of the mechaber and wash only after kiddush. But you want to have a pat on the back for the yekis. You want to see the Ramah says, brings on this minhag. He says that is the correct minhag. Obviously, those who are not yekis, those who are not come from Germany or they do not have a minhag of their family to do this, then they should follow the general minhag is like the mechaber. That's how generally Ashkenazim go ahead and pass them. Just once you know, let's say you're at a Yekki's house, so you should follow what he does. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah goes ahead the Ramah tells you that is the correct minhag. But even more than that, even within Das Mechaber, look inside Das Mechaber, back in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nunches, where I left off. End of the first line. Says over here, that's all for the person making Kiddush, you have to worry about a Hefzik. Aval Bnei Beiso, Sheina Mekachim Ba'atzim, the Bnei Bais are not making the Kiddush themselves. El Yotzi Mishmias Ba'al Bais, Yuchu Yitel Yitol Yadayim Kodem. They could go ahead and wash beforehand because they're not going to have the Hefzik of Kiddush because they're not actually saying the words. So even with Das Mechaber, he's okay with everyone but the Mekadosh. So if you're ready to get his house, the Baal Bais go out and make Kiddush, you can wash beforehand, and it is not a problem. If I'm not mistaken, the Rosh Yeshiva tells a story that once, in his father's yeshiva, there was so crowded, correct, that, there were so many people crowded in, they told people sometimes to do this lechatchila, to go ahead and wash beforehand, so that people don't have to crowd in, come out and crowd in again. There is definitely room over here. You see the minhag was brought down, from the Ramah. Okay, and even though Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel says against the Mishnah Berurah over here, he says over here the rest of the Bnei Bais, they could go ahead and wash beforehand, he leaves Tzarech Iyan on that, but nevertheless, you see, these are the two Minhagim brought down, and the Mekor of the Minhag of the Yekkis, Adkan for today.